Hello again and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
And we're still on the topic of history of English.
So, in the last show, we moved on from Anglo-Saxon to...
Norman invasion.
The Norman invasion.、
Mm-hmm.
And then from Old English to Middle English.、
Hmm.
And the question is, why is the whole world learning English now?、
Hmm. How did it become a world language?
Mm-hmm.So, in the 16th century...
Oh, last time we were in the 15th century, where,、mm-hmm. where things started to get printed in、mm-hmm. English, and it became an official language.
So, now in the 16th century,、
mm-hmm.
English started to grow. This was the era of the Renaissance.
文艺复兴、
mm-hmm.
I think most Chinese, especially people who listen to this show, will know what the Renaissance is about.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.It's the era of science, medicine, technology.、
Mm-hmm.
It's when it started to develop, as the printing press was used more and、mm. knowledge was more available.、
Mm.
So at this time, people started looking back to ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and more Latin words came into English.
Oh, so that was the time when people started to think that the ancient Romans and the ancient Greek, they have the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.、
Right?Mm-hmm.
So, at this time, Latin was the language of university. Educated people throughout Europe used it as a lingua franca.
A lingua franca. L-I-N-G-U-A-F-R-A-N-C-A. Is this a Latin word itself?
This is. A lingua franca is a language used by people of different languages, who speak different languages, to communicate with each other.So, for example, nowadays, English is a lingua franca. It can be used by people whose mother tongue isn't English.
Mm. In this, I would like to say, a lot of people, especially in China, when you're learning English, you think, I need to talk to native speakers. But in real life and in your real work, more likely, you'll be talking to people whose native language is not English.、
Mm.
And therefore, you will be using English as a lingua franca, 叫通用语或者混合语。
Mm-hmm. So back then, Latin was the language of education.、
Mm.
And also Greek became very important. And even though that Greek only has 5% of words in English,、
mm.
they're still very important. Words about studying, subjects, come from Greek.
Anything with a G-Y.
Yeah.
Archaeology...Biology, psychology,、mm-hmm. philosophy.
Yep, and also history, geography, biology.、
Mm-hmm.
These all come from Greek.
And how many words are borrowed into English from Latin?
Around 28%.
28%. I guess that's why if you're preparing for a more difficult test like GRE,、
mm-hmm.
for example, TOEFL or IELTS, a lot of you probably have learned the Greek、mm-hmm. and Latin roots.
Mm.
在中国考一些比较难的试的时候、
mm-hmm.
大家都会背这个拉丁词根和希腊词根、
mm-hmm. But it was also this time that England became a trading nation. Trade、mm-hmm. and business became very important. So English ships started to travel the world、
mm.
and to trade with other countries.
Was this the time that English started to borrow or getting influenced or starting to influence other languages?
Yeah, so you talked about it in one of your previous shows.、
Mm,
about
之前我做过一次、mm-hmm. Loan words、mm-hmm. in English, 叫英语里的外来语。
Mm. So, for example, Arabic, words like alcohol, chemistry, sugar, and zero all come from Arabic.
Arabic, 所以是从阿拉伯语里借来的词 alcohol,Chemistry, sugar, and zero.
Yep. And also from a language called Nahuatl.
Where was that language originated?
This was the language of the Aztecs in Mexico.
Aztec.、
Mm-hmm.
So that's in modern-day Latin America.
Yeah. So chili, chocolate, tomato come from this language.
That is very interesting. This must be the things they've been trading.
Yeah.
Chili, 辣椒、mm-hmm. chocolate, and tomato.Because they were native produce、
mm-hmm.
of that part of the world.
Yeah. So English is not like languages maybe like Chinese where you would invent a new word、
mm.
to describe something. In English, we would just take the word from the existing language.、
Mm, 直接用外来语 And any other examples? English also borrowed from Chinese, didn't it?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. let's have a little quiz. I'm going to say some words in English that come from Chinese and see if you know what they are.
Okay, I probably know the English, but let's see if we can go back to what Chinese they borrowed from.
Okay, so Cheongsam.
Cheongsam, this I know. I think it's Changshan. Sometimes people think of it as 旗袍, but I think it's just the traditional Chinese attire.
Yeah, so in English it's mostly called Cheongsam. Kowtow.
Kowtow is 叩头, 磕头.
Ketchup.
Well, I know what ketchup is. Everyone knows. Ketchup is the tomato sauce. However, I don't really know what Chinese words they came from.
Well, the Chinese word, it comes from southern dialects.
Like Cantonese?
For example, Cantonese or Fujian.
So what was the original?
茄汁.
Oh, okay. Ah, 番茄汁, 茄汁. Okay. That's a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
And also 麻将.
麻将.
Yeah. What else?
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi, this is easy.
Tofu.
豆腐.
Dim sum.
Dim sum. Oh, this is from Cantonese. 点心. 粤式的这种点心.
Yep. And also typhoon.
Oh, typhoon was from Chinese. Ah, I always thought it was the other way around. That's very interesting.
So, English, one of the reasons why we have such a large vocabulary is that we always borrow words from other languages. Sometimes we change the pronunciation. Sometimes we don't.
I think it's to some extent similar in Chinese. We also have long words. So by borrowing a lot of words from other languages, English must have a really big vocabulary.
Absolutely. The issue is, no one really knows how big the vocabulary is.
And it's still growing.
And it's still growing. Some people have said 250,000 words. Some people have said 750,000 words.
Lately, I saw another set of statistics saying it's already over a million.
Yeah, some people have even counted it to 1.5 million words.
Wow.
This is one of the reasons why English focuses on precision. All of our words have very, very precise meanings.
This is a little bit different from Chinese. In Chinese, we have a more 暧昧或者不可言传的意思. But in English, you have more precise words for things. Now, this might sound like a piece of bad news for learners of English, memorizing even more vocabulary. But how much do we actually need? Students often ask me, how many words do I actually need to know to be able to speak English?
Well, the average English speaker knows between 12,000 to 25,000 words.
That is native speaker.
That's a native speaker. So an educated native speaker would know around probably 20,000 words.
To 25,000.
To 25,000.
But that doesn't sound too much, especially if you consider it's native speakers.
And this is all the words they know.
How many words do people actually use in daily life, in daily conversation?
We probably only use about 5,000 words.
5,000? Oh, that's good news. So all of you out there, if you can learn 5,000-6,000 words, you should be able to speak with no problem.
Absolutely. But as I said before, English is a very precise language. So it's always very important to recognize exactly what that word means and how to use that word in a sentence.
Exactly, the context.
Context and also collocations as well.
特别是固定搭配比较重要。 All right, so we will stop here for this episode. And next episode, let's look at some of the other English-speaking countries like the United States. Yeah. How is that different?
Absolutely. Next episode, we're going to start moving on to the 17th and 18th centuries, the era of the British Empire, and all the different versions of English that started to emerge.
All right.
So until next time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.